It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rain on the way. We had that snow and some much-needed rain on the way overnight tonight, tomorrow, even into Monday. And on that note, let's go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been great, Steve. I love to hear the rain coming. We need it, man. It hasn't rained for 2 months up here in the Northwest, and it looks like we're going to get some rain. That's good. We need it. Lake levels are really down, so bring it on. We could use 2 good days. A couple of good soakers would be great.
Yeah, no doubt. We did get snow here in the cities, and that certainly helped, and some rain. Much needed, more rain on the way. Let's talk about the rut. It's underway.
It is. Actually, this week, Steve, the sign just started showing up. A lot of really nice scrapes and rubs, and it's definitely started. And I've just started seeing a couple of bucks in the last couple of days. So they're definitely on the move and, you know, doing their thing. And, you know, right now they're putting up these scrapes. And I went by a edge of a cornfield couple days ago, and there were 5 scrapes right along the edge, and they were all different sizes. So what that tells you, there's 5 different bucks that are in the same area, and you can tell by the circumference of the scrapes. Some are very small, you know, like a plate size, and that's a small buck. And then some of them are gigantic, like top of a garbage can. I mean, they're all different, and that tells you there's 5-6 different bucks in the area that are vying for the does. So that's a good thing. That means they're moving, they're on their feet, they're chasing rival bucks away, they're looking for does. So we're getting into the period now where the best bow hunting of the season is going to be in the next 6, 7, 8 days. And then we've got the firearm season starting next week. So we got a little bit of time, but the timing right now is perfect. And you want to be in the stand as much as you can, because it's just going to get better and better.
You mentioned how dry it is. I would assume being near a water source is huge.
Yeah, that's been important all fall because we really haven't had much. And, you know, the creeks and the small little ponds are definitely being visited quite a bit. I was on a lake this morning with a couple of guys, Kevin and Greg, really nice people. We went out early this morning, and we could barely get the boat in, and I had hip boots on trying to get the boat in because the water levels were so low. But the walleye fishing was quite good this morning, and that bite has officially started. It took a while. You know, it's been 6-7 weeks, but they really kicked in the last few days, and the bite's really good right now. Small sucker minnows, 2.5 inches long, small jigs in that 19 to 20 feet. It was really good this morning, but, you know, it was only in the 40s, so I had my heated vest on, and, you know, we had gloves on, and, you know, we basically had our ice fishing stuff on, and, you know, if you dress properly, you can handle it. And it's, again, the fishing is going to also get better and better as we get into November. And from the looks of things, there's another probably 3 weeks a guy can get out there and catch some walleyes before ice up. So a lot of things happening right now, and the ducks are one thing that are not happening. It's been just a dismal duck season. There's not even any coots up in the Northwest. We're not getting any type of migratory birds at all. And it's been a really disappointment. I didn't even see many ducks flying this morning. So we're still hoping to have a good end of the season, which ends in November 19th up in the north section And I'm hoping for a good push here coming up because it's been really tough. And I also have been talking to a lot of cronies out in North Dakota that are having a tough time. And you never hear that. North Dakota is always good. South Dakota is always good. But some of the guys are struggling out there. So they're just like, you know, we are in Minnesota. We're just waiting for that, you know, flight to do something. So hopefully that'll happen.
Steve Kearney joining us, and that's the case each and every Saturday at this time, sports schedules permitting. Steve, I did want to bring up the mild weather, though, and we've got this rain coming in, but, you know, through the end of next week, it's going to stay unusually mild. So, you know, as far as the Ducks go, we don't have a big drop in temps. We don't have a big northwest wind. I mean, it remains quiet, so it might be a while for those Ducks.
Yeah, and if it keeps continuing to be mild, Steve, they may not come down until after the season is over.
Right.
You know, last night, for instance, I was sitting in my bow stand, and it was warm, and it was a little bit of drizzle, and it was the perfect night for deer movement, and there was zero deer movement. And a lot of it's got to do with this mild weather. There's no reason for them to hit the food spots. You know, they just don't have to. They're not being driven there by the weather. And it's same with the Ducks. There's no reason for them to move out of Canada when it's 40, 50 degrees and they've got grain fields up there. There's no reason for them to leave. So in order for something to happen, we need a northwest wind and a good sized front and some high winds and cold to get them to get out of there and move down. And it's got to happen sooner or later. I just hope it's before, you know, the middle of November. But usually every year when the firearms deer season starts around the 7th to the 9th, that's when you start seeing the Ducks coming down and you start seeing mallards and things start, you know, happening. So everybody in the waterfowl world, we're hoping and praying that something happens here pretty quick. And there's a really good possibility if it stays mild all the way through November, they may not come down until the beginning of December. And I've seen that too. So as we talk about all the time, Steve, it's about the weather and what Mother Nature is going to do. And it dictates so many things in the outdoors. So we just kind of hope and pray for the best results.
Well, Steve, have a good week. Good luck in that bow stand.
Thank you, Steve. I'm going to hit her hard this week. It's going to be a good week. Good week.
Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And he's been joining us for years here on the weekend. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sundays as well between 5 and 6. Rob Drees signed from the Outdoor News has a great show, chock full of guests and great information. That is Sundays between 5 and 6. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.